Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Feed with us.
All right.
We start the pod where we clap because we've been talking so much shit beforehand. And Jarts always does something very naughty, don't you?
Well, I do, don't I?
And very naughty, aren't you?
Chill.
Who's the naughtiest little senorita in here?
Me.
Well,
you're also a bit of a naughty senorita.
Well, I just figured out that the bloody George Foreman grill was named after a boxer.
George Foreman?
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, isn't it?
And genius marketing from him. That the George Foreman grill was just a bloody toaster, which drizzled out some juice.
Yeah.
Some fat.
Yeah.
That's he knew how to milk the fat from the buyers. It's excellent.
I'm working off 2 hours sleep. That was shocking.
I
should technically laugh at everything because I'm delirious and tired. Shocking.
Well,
run me through what that joke means.
Judge, humour is subjective.
Correct. Now, if someone learnt a new word.
Excuse me. I'm very clever, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, let's jump into you, champion. This is a therapy session.
Okay.
You just got back from Thailand.
Correct.
Or was it Bangkok?
Well, that's both, correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Both are right.
Mm-hmm.
Bangkok is in Thailand.
I did know that, sorry.
So I had a thing with Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Go over there. Anyway, that'll do.
You know my favourite part about the trip away?
What?
Last week you were going, nah, it'll be epic because, like, I'll go do the Call of Duty thing. I have a weekend off. It'll be fucking chill. I get this video from you last night in a tuk-tuk. Like, whoa, look at this bus. Oh, my God.
I was
like,
so
great.
Drunk.
You know who's keeping the podcast afloat tomorrow? The big dog LDD.
LDD.
And
yeah.
You know who big dog LDD is?
Mummy. Yeah, your mummy, by the way.
By the way.
Yeah, mama's going to have to run the show here.
Mm. Well, it's what I'm used to, Judge. Jake.
Yeah, look.
You got blind last night, the night before.
Fucking blind. Like.
And then you're not a good sleeper on planes.
So I've had 2 hours. So I left on Saturday. Had a wedding in Scone. Shout out to Big Les and the crew for this fucking mad wedding in Scone, but I couldn't really grog on.
Why is it pronounced Scone when it's written Scone?
So I had a wedding in Scone.
Okay, jump over that.
I left at about 9:30-ish, probably got into fucking Sydney at 1:30 odd.
You're just
and
outrageous.
Then I had to pack. Had to pack my clothes, so I packed. Probably got to sleep at like 2-ish, back up at 6, to the airport, flight to Thailand Saturday. Didn't go out the first night, literally got in, had a shower, went to sleep in the hotel, woke up the next morning, had the show. So it was like a Call of Duty live stream. Mm. So there was two mobs doing it, like the Aussie mob and then the Japanese mob. Mm. So we did the live stream. It was like 2 hours where you could just yarn about Call of Duty, then played, streamed it live. Why are you smirking?
You're a little geek, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Mm. I'm a geek at heart. Met some really cool motherfuckers there too. And then we went out. So it's just...
You can't just have a few, a casual dinner, can you?
Well, we just started slinging piss. And I was
you started slinging piss. I can guarantee you that everyone else would have had a casual four, maybe five drinks, and old Mr. Jake Edward Archdale over here would have had 15 plus.
Well, yeah. Well, Pestily doesn't drink. Fasfi, she not a big drinker, so they were both sort of not drinking. Mm-hmm. These are the guys. Mac, he was keen to sort of have a little rip in. Josh, the bloke that sort of organised the whole thing, he was sort of half keen. Berticus, mm-hmm. who's Brit, she started ripping. She had a good nudge. But I think I was driving a fair bit of it.
Yeah. You're an enabler.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm well aware. I've been out with you multiple times and
you
are the problem.
You can get fucked.
You are the problem. Take a look in the mirror. Have a look at yourself and reflect. Reflect on the big George Foreman grill.
I will. But they were... So we end up going and having a great time. Now, mate, I like to smoke bomb.
Oh, yeah. So it's not great when you're with strangers as well, you idiot.
But my brain was so drunk that it didn't even... I don't care.
So everyone's going, oh, my God, we've lost Jarch in Bangkok.
Literally. I when I got on my...
Mate, 101, grow up. If there's one learning curve for 2024... Stop smoke bombing.
Never. I'll never change.
Just tell people you're leaving.
No.
What's going through your mind? What's your logic?
Idea. My brain just goes, don't get me wrong, over it, done.
I do a smokey every now and then.
So,
but like,
miss me with that shit then.
No, because yours is like every fucking time. And it's in your bloody wheelhouse and I wish it wasn't.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? People just have to learn to love me for that fact because I'm never going to change.
I won't.
Well, I'm never changing.
Well, I will not love you for your flaws. And that is doth.
Well, that's doth hurtful.
Doth the truth.
I doth accept.
Well, anyway. I don't have any flaws, so continue doth story.
You used to break them when you were eight, when you just walk on them. The floor. Yeah.
It's very good for 2 hours.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I'm happy with it. So I fuck off from the club. We're at this bloody hip-hop club.
The
bass.
What's your worst fucking nightmare?
Dude, the bass was so hectic that it's like it's rearranged some of my internal
organs.
That
sounds like a bit of LDD.
It was fine, but it was just a bit fucked because we couldn't talk and stuff, you know what I mean? But anyway, I leave the club. Get a tuk-tuk.
Mm-hmm.
I say, bruss, I'm going to the Le Meridien Hotel. He's like, show us a look. Anyway, takes my phone, Google Maps, chucks it in. I'm in this fucking, so I'm going, sweet, and I'm blind, and I'm in this tuk-tuk. We're swinging down the highway. I'm outside this thing like, woohoo!
They're so fun.
Having fun.
I remember being in them when I went to Thailand.
But I was so pissed that I was like, didn't realise I'd been in this thing for half an hour. And then I'm like, fuck, this has actually taken a long time to get back to the hotel. This is only 10 minutes away. I've been in it for half an hour. We turn off the highway into the slums. Pitch black. No one about. It's like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then, like, he stops at this petrol station. There's, like, 20 street dogs. They start surrounding the fucking tuk-tuk. And I'm like, get the fuck out, you fucking mongrels. I'm going, get out. And he's like, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm like, what are we doing, bros? He's like, we're nearly there. And I'm like, this is weird. This is getting weird. And I'm like, fuck, am I about to be fucking killed here? And then we start going in this, like, gated community. We're going through checkpoints and shit. I'm going, something's off. Pull up to the Le Meridien. And it is Le Meridien, but it's a different one out near the airport. He has taken me to the wrong one. Instead of 10 minutes away, but I was so fucking blind on my brush, this is not the right one. And he's like, what? And so I get my phone off the front of the thing and I'm like, it's this one, blah, blah, blah. Give it back to him. Another hour to get home. Dude, and by this stage, you know, like, and he kept stopping at petrol stations and like having fights with the people, like yelling at each other
in the straight
in fucking tie, right? That's the language?
I think so.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just Thai, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just screaming at each other. And I'm going, the fuck is going on here? Like, this is fucking edge. Eventually get to a...
Was your tuk-tuk one of the ones where you play your own music and it's got, like, lights and flashing?
Had lights and shit, but I wasn't playing my own music.
Oh, my God. When Millie and I went out in ours, we were just honing around playing music, like, full lights going. It was like a club. We were playing Bieber.
Yeah, he was... Again. He amazing. Started playing music when we got back into the city.
Right.
And I was kind of like, shut
Did you go down that big strip? Oh, no. We were probably in different places. I was... Well, where was I?
Phuket.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was in...
How far away are Phuket and Bangkok?
A flight away. Different.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, yeah. So we fucking... He's driving... Eventually, he fills up with petrol at the petrol station, like they've accepted him to do it. And he's driving me back, and I'm like, fuck. So when I got to the first one, I just gave him like 5,000 baht, which is like fucking a few hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just get me the fuck home, bruss. Get back there, he's like, another 4,000. When he eventually gets to the thing, it's like 3 a.m. I've checked WhatsApp and Britt was like, where the fuck is Jack? Does anyone know where he is? And I wrote back, I'm like, I'm just back at the hotel. Like, I'm all good. I'll spin the yarn tomorrow. And he's like, another 4,000.
So you've done like a 2.5 hour round trip.
Bro, it was like 3 hours. And I'm like, not a chance, mate. And he goes, another 4,000. I said, fuck off, cunt. No way. You fuck off. And he's like, okay. Like, just try to stitch me up.
I would have absolutely folded.
Yeah, man. I had no more money. So I was like, not a chance.
You spent it all on grogs, hadn't you?
I had. Do you want to know something that about Thailand?
Well, I've been, but please, Dothless, continue.
So Brittany Ellen, she's quite a world-renowned streamer and gamer. She was there.
Mm-hmm.
She was spinning this yarn that over in Thailand, this is fair dinkum, over in Thailand, people go over there to get surgeries and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because it's cheaper. I met a bloke on the way over named Pup. Yeah, yeah. Who was getting fucking teeth and nose done. Fake tits. Apparently, there's a market for nipples. Apparently, in people have gone over to Thailand to get their boobs done. They come back to Australia or whatever, take the bandages off and everything. Nipless. No more nips. They remove the nipples during the procedure and sell them. You can sell your nips. I'd take 10 grand a nip. Mine are tiny.
But they haven't asked for their nips to be removed.
No, they have not, Louisa.
That's surely illegal,
Yeah, Jack. Yes, Louisa, it is. But apparently there's a healthy, illegal black nipple
don't
market.
Don't people go over to, Spain or Greece to get their hair transplants?
Turkey. Yeah.
And they get a luscious afro of hair.
Yeah.
Not the same.
It's not the same. I'm talking about people removing someone's nipples.
Well, I would be devastated if I went to get a boob job and my nips were gone.
Dude.
Who's selling nips?
I reckon I'd flip my nips.
Why are you buying nips, though? What are you using the nips for? Where are you putting the nips?
You got anything on the legal nipple market?
Anyone
it's a
selling
bit of a thing.
Nips?
Like, it's been written up. There's lots of black markets and stuff.
Like blips, black market for nips, blips.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is a black market for anything.
Yeah.
You could sell anything on the net.
Correct.
Well, you could.
You could sell nets.
Oh, yes.
You know? So.
The other thing.
Yes. So. But yeah, how wild is that?
Mm.
So you can fucking sell, take your nipples.
Wow, thanks. I'll keep that in the back of my brain.
Just in case you wanted to go over there and get a boob job in Thailand, prepare to be nippless when you get home.
I'm content.
There's a post that talks about the notorious nipple gang.
Oh.
What?
And?
And, yeah, I think they steal people's nipples.
Okay, so they're the...
Oh, dear.
Instead of the ham burglar, it's the nip burglar.
She's good. I'm happy with it.
You got one?
Well, you'd be upset if you just wanted to nip in and nip out for a quick nip and tuck, and then you leave nipless. Fuck. So it became a poem in the end.
it would be like a prehistoric nipposaurus.
Not
above
sure.
Average?
No. It's not Dior's penis.
Who's average?
Yeah,
you're above average.
Who said we were having Doritos? We're not having chips. We're having nips.
Okay. All right. You're getting there.
Oh, I'm not tired. I just want nips. You gonna kip? Nip?
Yeah. Should have said I just wanted a quick nip.
I basically did.
Yeah, okay, I'll pay it.
Well, you've got nothing, so I could just keep going.
Dude, I just did four in one.
You did one doth of poem.
Mate, do you mind if I have, what will I have in terms of ice cream? I'll have Napolitana. Yeah, just three nips. I'll have the Napolitana. One, two, three. Chalky, strawberry, vanilla, nips.
Speaking of Neapolitan.
Oh, is it Neapolitan?
Yeah,
what? Neapolitan. Why did I say Napolitana?
It's, it used to be a good choice of ice cream. Wouldn't go near it
I'm
now.
I'm with you.
You know what's phenomenal? Hokey Pokey. Classic Hokey Poke.
So what's Hokey Pokey?
Is it in New Zealand?
Honeycomb? No,
yeah,
it's not.
Honeycomb.
It's
vanilla
here.
With honeycomb.
Yeah, gotcha.
You get a good quality Hokey Poke, you're going to town.
Kids eat.
Yeah, kids eat.
Kids eat for free. Yeah.
Oh, and Goody Goody Gumdrops.
Well, no, I don't know about that.
It's a New Zealand one again.
Yeah.
But just go to Messina and get Super Dolce, or go to Anita's and get Cookie Man. Oh yeah, big chance of cooking that.
Hold on.
Goody Goody Gumdrops is bubblegum flavoured?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if I can get around that.
I used to get around bubblegum flavoured fucking ice cream.
Yeah. Well, I can still eat it while I'm young, because you know it's my birthday soon.
Yeah.
So next Monday, by the way, the 20th of November. So.
Yeah, we're all pumped.
I don't know if you guys have planned anything for, we obviously won't be recording that day, but we will the next day. So just an FYI, the 21st of November, the Tuesday, when we record the podcast, like maybe.
Yeah, no, we've got something crazy planned.
You won't have.
No, we have, man. You'll be like, what?
No, you haven't thought of anything.
No, you'll be going like this. You guys are mad for that. And then we'll go, told ya. We all told you.
It feels like a lie.
It's not. It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
We're just telling you the truth.
Hey, Siri, put reminder to plan something for Lou's birthday.
No, seriously. Do that.
Oh, my reminder just came up, but I don't need to plan something for myself.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, Jill and Franco get here on
Janko, yeah.
Friday. Franco gets here on Friday. Jill gets here on Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday night, probably just chill. Sunday, going out for a long lunch to celebrate the old 3-0.
Yep.
And then Monday, the actual birthday.
Fuck, you're old. Sorry. Sorry.
Excuse me. I'm shut your mouth when you're speaking to me. That is much better.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, you fucking should be.
It's just ridiculous.
Age ain't nothing but a number, bitch.
Yeah, so you get long lunch.
And then the
Monday.
Did
I get a bait to that, or?
You can come if you'd like.
So the answer's no.
You can.
No, the answer's simply no. Deal, you going to long lunch?
It's
yeah, you didn't get the invite?
Tubbs.
Oh, shit.
You swinging to the longy?
Sorry, Judge.
Yeah, I did. I'm just joking with everyone.
Shit. Everyone will see. Nah, that one's just with fam. And then the weekend after, we party, bitch.
Oh, God. You've been really lame today.
Icky.
It's not good, is it, buddy? So, and will I be saying some words?
Yes, please.
But for how long?
Just a quick minute or two.
Oh, okay. You don't want me to do it for fucking...
Oh, I don't want a 7-minute.
Yeah.
That's too long.
Okay, a minute or two.
Lose everyone's attention. 2 minutes is fine.
Cute. I'll hold that around.
I know. I would also like you to do a song or a rap. You can pick Nerdy Bra, perhaps.
Well, I don't know about that. I'll do a speech.
Okay.
That speech.
Maybe I'll do Nerdy Bra.
You could do it.
I could. A few techie sodas in me and everyone starts chanting. You know
yeah,
who's
yeah.
up on the
yeah.
You know who's up on the
You'll
stage?
You'll be up on the table.
Mummy.
Yeah, and your mummy, by the way. Yeah.
Thank
just
you for
clarification.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Well, that's exciting, Lulu.
I know.
Big birthday girl.
Well, birthday. I haven't, to be honest, let's be real. I haven't been that much of a diva.
No, you haven't.
I've barely spoken. I think I've brought it up twice on the pod.
No, but you speak about it a lot in civilian life.
Disagree. I've had two bedwetters message me saying, what's the address, sending you something? Has anything arrived, Dior?
No.
You're a grub.
It's not a grub. It's cute and kind that people want to send a little gift. I send gifts to people.
Send me gifts.
Oh, wait. Maybe all those chocolates and sweets and stuff. We thought they were for us. They're finished already.
Liar.
And those gold bracelets and that.
Yeah, that we sold all that jewelry, on the black market.
Liar.
I said, you get a free nip with every gold bracelet. Mm.
Someone sent a live koala as a pet. And that's just right.
Yeah. And we sent that to the farms. Well, you can't keep a live koala.
Well, you can. I've got one in Rose Bay. His name's Kevin. We have a. There's a cleaner who goes around like all my friends, and his name's Kevin. And Tor texts me being like, "Fucking Kevin hasn't arrived on time." And I sent her a photo of my Kevin and said, "He's still asleep."
Oh, God. Fuck me, dude. You're a worry.
I don't think honestly. In my head, I don't feel 30. I think I age. I think I'm around 24, 25.
Mate, I truly believe that.
AJ, nothing but a number, baby.
You've got to stop.
Baby. AJ, nothing but a number, sister. AJ, nothing but a number.
You got to stop.
Yeah. Check mic 1, 2. Dior's even looking icky, and I thrusted. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Fucking dickhead.
Yeah, I'm disgusted in myself.
You should be.
I should be.
You've pissed. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell Frill not to bother coming over. Frill, Franco and Jill.
I need to stop laughing so hard on the podcast and tilting my head backwards because.
What? I wasn't going to say what. Just tell me why.
Because I get this really bad double chin when I put my head triple. Up like that.
Triple. Triple chin.
Yeah.
It's just triple chin. It's not double.
Oh, triple. Sorry, quadruple.
Sometimes I just want to reach over, grab one and just bung it on my face.
Yeah. Well, fuck. We could get surgery. We could go to Turkey and do that.
Yeah, true.
Or Thailand.
True.
Hopefully come back with four nips.
Fips.
Two of mine, two of yours.
Yeah, correct.
Mummy and daddy's nips.
Can I tell you a little yarn about what happened on the plane flight over? Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck it shit me to tears.
What?
There was this family of English people. Mm. Fucking the dad was sitting in front of me, the mum, little brother, older brother. The older brother and the dad on opposite ends. We were in the middle of the plane, that four-seat middle bit, you know what I mean? They start drinking.
Yep.
Drinking pretty heavy. They get pissed. I was sitting next to these three birds and I had these big noise-cancelling headphones on, sort of, you know, listening shit. And these birds kept, like, looking over and whatever, and I could see them, like, standing up and whatever. And I'm like, what's going on? So I just lift the headphones up.
Have a little listen.
Have a little listen. Little gaze. You know, little gaze. And it's just like the sun going, "You don't talk about my mother like that. She's fucking beautiful. She's a beautiful lady. You don't talk about mum." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, you tell me what the fucking think, son, don't you? Or you fucking tell me what the fucking think, son. Right, when I get to fucking Thailand, I'm losing a lot of you. I'm out by myself. Fuck the lot of you." Having a full stink. And I'm like, oh, God, fucking dickheads.
How old is that?
The dad would have been fucking 55 odd. Son would have been 20 odd, you know, 22 odd. And, so I go back. Mate, they were at it for fair dinkum, 2 hours.
Did the flight attendants come over and go,
"Excuse me"? Yeah, they banned them. They had to. One of the birds next to me fucking got the flight and said, "Listen, these people have been fucking going at it." And I'm not joking. Like, then they had, like, would, like, swap seats. I thought they were going to punch on at some point.
The they'd,
like,
dad swap
seats. Yeah, would swap seats. He's like, "You sit over there." "Yeah, I fucking will sit here, mate." Yeah. How bad. And then
geezer.
Well,
sorry.
That's all right. And then the son was like, "You know, I love you, dad. You know, I fucking love you. Yeah, I love you too, son. But what you're doing is out of fucking line, mate." Shut your fucking mouths, you mutts.
You sound identical to the, who's that coach on that movie? Is it Bend It Like Beckham? And
oh,
he's
no.
Bald?
Denzel Washington from Remember the Titans.
No.
Okay.
You know the one.
No, is it in She's the Man?
Yes.
The bald guy in She's the Man.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and he's going, "All right, you fucking geezers. You got to fucking kick the fucking ball."
I don't think he's calling that the lady, Amanda Bynes, a fucking geezer. And well, She's the Man. "Right, you little fucking geezer.
Yeah, correct,
right, kick the fucking ball."
Now you're going a bit elfy.
No.
You were turning about outfits, no, Tommy.
Oh, fucking, oh, I haven't done this for a while, right? Oh, fucking Alfie.
You're right. So good at it.
Kick the fucking ball, kick, right?
Kick the fucking ball, fucking Linda. Net.
Amanda, you're going to lose this soon, mate. You're going to go fucking nuts, aren't you?
You're going to go fucking nuts, aren't you?
Well.
I am a good pezzer. Parrot.
No.
That's a parrot,
Josh. No, you're not a good pezzer.
I think I am.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
She's taking a selfie. Should we do? What are we doing this episode? Hinges.
You want some hinges?
Yeah, I really would, mate, because I'm fucking tired. Right, fucking tired. Right, I need a bit of fucking hinge in my life. Right.
Sorry. Let me Why are you taking selfies?
Dude, for someone who's mid, you take a lot of selfies.
Mid? What's that mean? What's mid? Does that mean
it's like, a wrecking.
Isn't like mid tier hotness.
You're top tier. I'm just joking. Don't be hurt. Mate, you're a fucking, what did I call you? Like a nine?
Oh. Yeah, I'll take that actually.
Yeah,
I'll fucking take that, alright? Alright, Tommy Shelby, I'll fucking. Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, give me that fucking gun, Linda!
Alright, call her a fucking nine.
Alright, call her a fucking nine.
Alright, Louisa, right, sitting over there. Right, little Louisa. Sounds better in the headphones, don't it?
Oh, let me.
Right.
Who dotheth put my ears to.
Grab a gun, grab fucking Linda, fucking shoot her.
Oh, God.
Shoot her.
You know what you should do, Judge? You should start an Audible book. People seem to love your voice.
Yeah, okay, I'll just start an Audible book.
Should read The Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar.
A hungry, hungry caterpillar. Hey, who knocked on the door earlier?
Oh, it was a present for Lou.
Oh.
Don't, Dior.
Did you want it?
Don't, my eyes just lit up.
Is it actually?
I was going to wait until
you're joking. Oh, dude, look at her. She had to shit herself.
No, it's this.
That is brilliant.
That's so mean, Dior. You see my face? I went, because it says Jesse, and I was like, what? My name's not Jesse.
Genius.
Dior, that's very cruel.
Sorry.
That is fucking well, don't throw Jesse's fragile.
Sorry, Jesse.
That was great, bruh.
Grumpy Lulu.
You're a fucking animal.
You brought that on yourself, Lou. You were too keen on
yeah.
a prezi.
It was very evil.
Bro, her eyes lit up like there wasn't. Oh, buddy. No. Oh, dear.
Am I connected, Dior?
No, it doesn't say.
Well, I'm not actually speaking to you, Dior. Judge, could you please ask Dior if we're connected?
Dior, we're connected?
Judge, can you tell Lou that she's not connected?
So, Louisa, you're not connected.
Okay. Judge, could you please ask Dior if I'm now connected? I've clicked it again.
So, Dior, I've heard that she's clicked it again, and she's is she now connected?
She's now not connected.
So, should I relay that?
Yeah, you should.
So, Louisa, you're still not connected.
Okay. Nothing to report back to Dior just yet.
Dior, please just confirm there's nothing to report back to you as we speak.
You can tell Luge she might need to forget it and find it again.
You might need to forget it and find it.
You can tell Dior I might need to forget him.
Oh, no, you can tell
Luge. So she might need to forget you, is what she...
You can tell Luge she's now connected.
You're connected now.
Thanks. Thanks, Charge.
Dior, she just thanked me.
Everyone's going to go on the DMs. Tough listen.
Real tough listen.
Okay, silence!
Hinge Winge Notes. Judgey wants his Hinge Winge Notes.
Nice.
Okay.
On the floor.
This guy has said, don't show this to my mum. Oh, well, if it would bloody work.
It's just a photo of his
car. Don't show. Oh.
You're being very inappropriate today, aren't you?
I'm fucking walking off 2 hours sleep.
Yeah, we get it, mate. You drink, you're a champion. You've been overseas
a ton. Don't you?
Yeah, big dog. Big dog Judge being overseas. He plays Calls of Duty, guys.
Calls of Duty.
All right, shut up or you won't get your hinges.
Sorry.
Don't show me to your mum because I might like your mum better than I like you. So that would be awkward at family dinners and stuff.
Imagine me dating someone and then ending
no,
it.
No, I couldn't. Wrecked. Are you okay? Okay, please continue with the train of thought.
And then me going, hey, not quite for me. And I come home one day and mum's like, I've got to introduce you to someone. And it's the guy I've got with before. How itch would that be? It happens in movies.
Correct. Wouldn't be great, would it?
I mean, it would be top 10 worst things that could happen.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, maybe not top 10.
Like, imagine, like, I can name, like, someone, like, slicing your leg from your knee to your hip is worse than that. And then revealing
well,
all the meat.
You could get that stitched up. This is more like a mental
thing. And then peeling the skin back. Okay. I can imagine getting hit by a train would be probably worse than that.
Okay.
Someone pulling out all your teeth one by one and then doing a wee on your face.
Yeah. Well,
worse than that.
Not for the bedwetters, but.
Well, it's correct. Mm-hmm. Having to do a podcast with like, someone you don't get along with would be worse than that.
Well, that wouldn't be us, wouldn't it?
Well, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you be very sad if someone else was on the seat?
Yes. Correct. You're right, aren't you?
Yes. Who's very clever?
Me. I'm very clever, aren't I?
You're very clever, aren't you?
Keep your foot.
Okay, this guy said, a friend's review of me.
Hello, my name is Barack Obama, the 44th president of the United States of America. Here is why I think you should consider Liam as a dating option, potentially. Liam was right by my side throughout the entire election campaign, Joe Biden, who... I started Obamacare, but it was Liam who came up with the whole idea because he cares the most. Just like how I stopped Bin Laden, Liam can help you stop being single and trump all your friends. A correct choice here is as good as a vote for Obama. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a date with a basketball court.
Would that be AI? Would that be Al?
Yes.
Like, obviously it's not Obama, but like, or would that be a professional actor?
Think about it. Think about it. Did you hear how I pronounced some of the words?
It's like clearly Siri.
Al. It was AI.
Yes, it's Al.
Yeah.
It's Alistair. Alistair the actor.
Yeah, it's Alistair.
It's Alistair.
Can I give some critical feedback on that one?
Sure. I'll pass it on to Liam.
A great concept, doing that. Could have made it way funnier. You can have Obama saying anything. You're talking about fucking
Obama. Well, Judge, like I said, humor is subjective.
Yeah, correct. That's why we're subjectively allowed to provide our own feedback.
Well, Leah might have thought that was hilarious and 10 other girls may have and then 6 others may have not have Doth found funny.
It's a Doth good point. You're a Doth genius.
Thank you. It's very kind.
Thank you. It's very kind.
It's very...
Find.
Bind.
It's good. Yeah. We'll roll with it, I think.
This guy said, dating me is like...
Hey, I'm Jesse. Welcome to my Hinge profile. Enjoy a taste of ambient jazz while you scroll. I'm new here and thinking maybe you're the one to get me off. Like off the app, I mean. I like puppies, killing spiders, helping old women with their groceries. If you feel like you're in love, it's normal.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Well, it's... Please proceed.
So he was obviously referring to wanking.
Well, he'd like them to get him off the app.
Sorry.
So, well, she could be, absolutely, but...
Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to dissect?
A frog?
He's very helpful helping old woman with their groceries.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that actually happens? I could, to be honest.
Yeah, I've done
that. This is a compliment to you. I could see you pulling over your Tiguan and helping someone.
Yeah,
not me. You'd probably like throw my groceries on the floor and stomp on them. No, but an Louisa, old woman.
Louisa?
Jack?
I've helped old women with their groceries, of course.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. You're very kind, aren't you?
But see, that shouldn't be something that should be considered kind, you know what I mean?
But some people wouldn't do it. It's very sweet of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You sweet little prince of Vaucluse.
Well, but I'll start blushing in 35 seconds if you're not careful over there, you brown angel of the northern lights. Now, listen up. Dior, you'd help an old woman with her groceries?
Yeah, I actually offered a woman the other day when I was sitting in the park because I locked myself out of the house, but she said no.
Oh, true.
Aww.
Tobbs wouldn't. He actively seeks them out to violently assault them. It's something we've had to talk about. It's not good. It's
Tobbler
not a
is the sweetest prince of
correct. Tobbler
Alexandria.
Well, he offers to help them with their groceries and then he just runs away with the groceries. He hasn't shopped for himself in like 10 years.
It's like his own milk run.
Kids, yeah, correct. Nana run.
Okay.
It's not great. It's not great, but we'll roll with it.
Okay, this guy said we'll get along if...
Honestly, as long as you don't do crack, I think we'll get along. You know, now that I think of it, I don't think I've talked to anyone who's done crack.
It's a more...
It felt unnecessary for a voice note.
What's wrong with crack? Suddenly there's all this... negative press around crack.
Shut up,
you know what I mean?
I don't think it needed to be a voice note. Maybe save that conversation for the date. If it's something you feel you must bring up.
Yeah, you get there, the entrees are coming. It's like, so, Jennifer, you a little crackhead? Or not? No? Not a crack all? Perfect. This is going to go swimmingly. They were eating scallops.
To me, it felt like they were indulging in a steak.
It was the entree. It was an entree. It was more of a salt and pepper squid situation, I think.
Well, I feel like you'd probably potentially pick that up with your fingers.
Not Liam.
That's not his name, but sure. Okay. This guy said my self-care routine is?
It's a moisturizer and then a cleanser for the skin and then for the beard, pussy juice.
I didn't know I'd left a voice note. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm pretty sure we've had that one before.
Oh,
have we?
So
maybe.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I think we've had something similar, but I don't know if we've had
well,
that.
Well, can I say, I obviously go for a scroll and try and find them myself, but a lot of people send them to me, so
yeah.
It's hard to know what you've doth have had and what you haven't. And because, Jarch, in breakfast radio, we would have a spreadsheet where if you were to, you know, do a type of segment, you would put what you had already done down so it was not dotheth repeated.
Well, hold on.
Don't have that.
Hold on.
Sorry, have I gone
backwards,
too far?
Backwards.
On this story?
Let's take a break here.
Okay.
A backward step.
Sorry. Yeah.
You. Let me just clarify something. You used to work in breakfast radio?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
For anyone I'd know?
Fitzy and Whipper.
Fitzy and Whipper.
Yeah.
I do. I've heard of them.
You've heard of Nova 96.9?
I've heard of Nova.
Yeah. I was one of the producers.
You are joking.
Yeah. No, I'm very clever.
No, who is a clever girl?
I believe it would be me, the ex-producer.
No, seriously, who is a clever
girl? It's me.
You are.
I know I am.
You are clever.
Incredibly clever.
You're a clever girl.
You are a clever boy.
No, you're fucking clever.
No, you're fucking clever.
No, mate.
No, don't, mate. You're clever.
You're fucking clever, mate.
You're fucking clever.
You're fucking clever, mate. I don't know. What?
Well, we're done with Hinges now.
They were good.
Thank you.
All right, you fucking hot pieces of shit. Sorry.
I was just going to clap for Dior, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think he's brilliant as well. We love you, Dior.
Oh, thank you.
We love our sweet little prince of...
He's our sweet little prince.
Nah, Camperdown.
Camperdown.
Yeah.
But you were in Kingsford. Kingsford.
Kenford, yeah.
Ken King. All right, you done with your texting?
Nearly.
Okay.
Now I am, Dotheth Jake.
Got to respect it, Laura. Okay, you
Look at that little raccoon.
That is not a raccoon, buddy. That seems like it's some sort of an Alaskan fox.
Fantastic, Mr. Fox. Da-dum, da-dum.
That's the Pink Panther theme tune. You just get shit fucking wrong all the fucking time, don't you, mate? All right, I've done zero prep.
Oh, I am absolutely shocked at that, Jack. You are usually so fantastic at prep. Okay, great. Now he's put his Crocs on my leg. Okay, yep. Has that covered my beautiful face, Dior?
No. We can still see your beautiful face. But unfortunately,
I'm not wearing shoes, though.
Distracted by Jarch's even more beautiful feet.
Well, disagree. I'm wearing my gorgeous friend Rebe's two-piece set. She's very clever, isn't she?
What I've noticed, a lot of comments, funny comments, people going,
Lou, where's your top from?
No, yeah, but also going, love that these two always show up like they're going completely different places. Oh, you'll be dressed in like brilliant clothes, looking beautiful, and I'm like in this bullshit, and they're like,
people say we're like Hailey and Justin Bieber because she is like dressed to the nines, and then he rocks up in like a fucking tracksuit, and they're going to like a gala.
I'm just
a piece of shit.
Yeah. Let's be real. All right, bedwetters, let's see what you mongrels have got for us, eh? You sweet.
G'day, bedwetting cunt. It's Bella here, Bella from the other episode. I just wanted to say, Lou, I just saw your Instagram story about is it too early for Christmas decorations, and anyone that fucking says it is can actually be the Grinch. But, I mean, the Grinch is literally just someone who wants to be alone with his dog, and who doesn't want that? So, you know, he just hates people, realistically. But
true.
Yeah, my house is fully fucking decked out. I don't know who doesn't want to do that, but
it's nice.
Yeah, keep on pissing your bed wet and cunts.
Hey,
you know what's interesting? I fully agree with her, but last episode I fully contradicted myself. I said I usually put up, which is rare.
This
for
is
us.
What we do.
I said I usually put up my Chrissy decorations after my birthday soon, Jack, the 20th of November. I usually put my Christmas decorations up after that, but I thought, fuck it. They arrived and I chucked them on up. I haven't got a tree. I've just got some cute chic decor.
Oh, Mama's put in some Chrissy deckies.
Yeah, and I got this little Christmas tree thing with these colourful trees, and they sort of, you know, like go, they're a bit sort of like funky. And
yeah.
Everyone was replying saying they look like floppy dicks. So
Oh, I saw that on your story.
That's perfect. I've got dicks all splattered around my house.
Nothing's changed.
Come on, wake up. You're not going to sleep.
I'm no Jeff. All right.
Yes, from the Wiggles. So sorry.
That was beautiful. That was a riffical.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was what I liked is how in depth they went.
And it's very motivational, wasn't it? I feel inspired.
Bedwetters, if you aren't jumping out of bed or jumping out of the cage, you know, after that sort of a yarn, that motivation is unparalleled. And that's the best. That is the best hotline I think we've ever had.
Star that, and we'll get it made into memorabilia.
That's going to be our first audiobook on Audible.
Yes.
Okay, she's with me. All right, you fucking hot things. Let's see what we got.
Hey guys. I was just thought about something from an earlier podcast.
Uh-oh.
You guys are talking about stacking donuts on your big, fat, juicy hogs.
I forgot about that.
I was like, listen to the cat. He seems more like a... Like he need fucking burger rings and donuts.
Wrecked.
From what I've heard from you, Jarchi.
It sounds like Piglet. It's giving very piggy vibes.
It sounds like Piglet, but I don't think it is.
I'm going to have to jump in here for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Off speakerphone.
Rip into him.
45 seconds. Phone up to the ear. Pull your fucking car over. So sorry.
Laura.
So sorry,
Jake. You do not scream at the bedwetters.
So sorry, Jake. I love you, bedwetters. But seriously, come on. We know better than that.
Well, this one is 44 seconds, so they're right I'll under allow the note. It. Okay.
Hello, Jake and Laura. I just had a thought after, or while listening to the episode 104, I'm pretty sure it is. Hi, boys. What cracks me up is that whenever Lou does an impression or a voice or character, normally it's just her own voice in a high-pitched tone.
That's so true. And
I think she can do better.
Okay. So fucking
then
true.
Just make her voice higher.
Thank you for the motivation.
But, you know, each to their own. If she thinks she's doing a good job, good on you, Lou.
Bless your sweet soul. Let's prank him. Let's get him. Let's get him, Josh.
You're a genius.
What am I doing?
Probably just your voice, just high pitched, as he said.
Have we done the cake?
No. You want a cake?
Oh, no, I've done the cake, Teresa, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, Talia.
Okay, what am I doing? I've got it. I'm Janine from eToll. Is that what it's called? Linked.
Linked. Isn't it just linked?
Is it linked?
I think it's linked T.
Okay, linked.
Linked.
Hey, it's Janine from Link.
It's just your voice higher.
Oh,
he's dead right.
Fuck.
He's dead fucking right.
Give me a go.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, it's Janine from Linked.
I'm going to go low.
Don't be so aggressive.
I'm going to go real low. I'm
yeah, okay. Pull it's back. Janine from Linked. Yeah. Basically. Sorry.
Louder. Look at the way you're fucking sitting. You're a pig.
Hi, it's Janine from Linked here.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
Hey, it's Janine here from Linked. I'm just calling because you've got an overdue toll.
He didn't go lower. You went higher. He went higher.
Oh, it's Jake and Laura here.
No, it's Janine from Linked.
Sorry, it's Janine from Linked. You missed us. But here's a voice note for you, so it's c'est la vie.
Mate, you were dead on when you said that all her characters are just her voice with a higher pitch.
I'm going to practice. Maybe I should get some lessons, some accent lessons.
Yeah, well, the singing lessons definitely work.
Hey,
so
shut your sweet mouth, Prince of Bangkok. Bye, love you.
Okay, catch ya.
Ciao, ciao.
Bedwetter, stay, keep pissing.
Okay.
That'll do us.
That'll do us for today.
Daddy's a
we
bit.
We love you guys.
Daddy's worn out.
Daddy's tired. Daddy wants to go sleepy.
Mummy
also tired. Mummy been waking up at 2 a.m. wide awake lately.
Don't compare.
No,
don't
I've been, try. Honestly, it's almost as if like a ghost takes over my body and I'm boof, ba-boomf, wide awake at 2 a.m. A ba-boomf.
Your white noise must stop.
Oh my God. It did actually abruptly stop the other night.
Fuck.
It was terrifying. Because it just goes.
I can't believe that.
It was like. So fucking scary in the East. Like, it was fucked up. It was like really fucked up.
You're a funny fuck, mate.
Bless your sweet, sweet soul.
Now listen up, bedwetters.
We're going to figure out how to vote on the Hottest 100, but it doesn't come out until December.
I think the voting opens for the fucking...
1st of December.
Yeah.
Let me do the talking. You just be quiet for now.
Thanks, Mama.
Jake's going to have a little snooze. I'm going to say thank you to all of you. We love you all so much. Mwah, mwah, kisses. And just a quick one. It is my birthday next Monday, the 20th of November. I love you all so much. Ciao, ciao.
Hooray.
Goodbye.
You fucking scumbag. Give me free stuff.
Excuse me. Cut it, deal.
Give me free stuff.
Cut it, deal.
I love free stuff when you're in here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.